From the campuses of Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Northwestern University is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that returns to the College Quiz Bowl for the fifth straight week in an outstanding season. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, let's meet the teams. First, we're going way out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, is on hand to serve as referee for the Minnesota team. Are you with us, Bob?
Sure am, Alan. And so is the Minnesota team, all students in the College of Science, Literature, and Arts. With one tie and three wins on the record sheet, we hope to stay around a while more. Here are the team members to introduce themselves.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, there you have the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota. Now let's move a little south of Minnesota to Evanston, Illinois, where Charles Chan of WMAQ Chicago is standing by to referee for the Northwestern team. How do the team members seem, Chan?
Well, Alan, last year Northwestern University had a very, very fine team, but I have a small feeling that this 54 team is going to be just as good, if not better. And here they are to say hello.
Marty Klein, Mount Vernon, New York.
Max Nathan, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Tom Ritchie, Detroit, Michigan.
John Spaulding, Mishawaka, Indiana.
All right, we've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we are also trying to give you, our audience, an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities that are found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Northwestern University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points. And I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up question. But may I point out, the first bonus question tonight is worth 25 points. Here's the toss-up. Recently, a public figure in a foreign country inverted a Shakespearean quotation by saying, Northwestern.
Max Nathan.
That would be Clement Attlee in his paraphrasing of the statement in Julius Caesar, where he said, I come to praise Caesar, not to bury him.
You not only answered it, you also completed my question. Thank you very much. Who was that?
Max Nathan.
Max Nathan. Okay, you got 10 points for Northwestern, and you got a chance at a 25-point bonus. Max Nathan. Here you go, Northwestern. With your 25-point bonus, you may work as a team, you know. It's a quick 5-part American history bonus question. I'm going to give you 5 points each time you can identify the author of the following famous quotations. First of all, I believe in speaking softly and carrying a big stick.
Marty Klein.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Right. Let us have faith that right makes might.
Max Nathan.
Abraham Lincoln.
Right. 5 points. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
Max Nathan.
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
Come on.
Thomas Jefferson. You did not get that. Thomas Jefferson made that quote. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country.
John Spaulding.
Nathan Hale.
Right for 5 points. And finally, now let me say all of this because it's so beautiful. There are times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country.
Marty Klein.
Tom Paine.
Tom Paine, and thank you, Marty, for letting me read it all. That's okay. Here we go now with another toss-up question, and coming up is a 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. Well, no, Minnesota, I haven't.
I'm sorry, Alan. Yeah,
okay, Alan. Bob, I'm glad to see you're so eager there, boy. Well, okay, here we go. You get on that buzzer. Nellie Bly was the other woman in a famous triangle. 10 points if you can name Northwestern.
Max Nathan.
Frankie. Frankie and Johnny in that series, in that song.
All right, I will accept that that is the answer. Frankie and Johnny, the couple that... I was going to say, you interrupted the question, you almost got penalized 5 points, but you came precisely to the answer. I was going to say 10 points if you can name the couple that Nellie broke up. You said Frankie and Johnny within the prescribed time, and that is the couple that Nellie Bly broke up. I suppose they're all right. Who was that again?
Max Nathan again.
Max, you're right in there, aren't you, boy? You got a 30-point bonus now for Northwestern. I'll give you the names of three men who have been in the news in the last 2 weeks, and you're going to get 10 points every time you identify the news story associated with each name. Johannes Gerhardus Stridom. Stridom, spelled Strydom.
Marty Klein.
He's Daniel Milan's successor as Prime Minister of the Union of South Africa.
Right, for 10 points. Okay. That's all right. I like to hear that audience applaud there. Graham Sutherland. Graham Sutherland. Why was his name in the news? Anybody on the Northwestern team? His portrait painting of Churchill was presented to Sir Winston on his 80th birthday by both houses of Parliament. That was the answer. All right. Sir John Cotelaula. Sir John Cotelaula. Cotelaula.
Nope.
He is the Prime Minister of Ceylon on a goodwill visit to the United States. All right, score in time, Roger.
Well, right now, Alan, it's before we get back to another toss-up question, Northwestern has 50, Minnesota has nothing, and we have 20 and a half minutes to go at the present time.
Okay, now would you tell us about the stakes in the game,
I was just
Roger.
Going to. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. I've given you the score and time, Alan, so how about another toss-up?
Okay, coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. Here is your toss-up. An aid to King Tribhuvana of Nepal, the King of Nepal, in other words, announced recently that the proposed visit of the king... Minnesota!
Chuck Mulkey.
The proposed visit, Alan, will not take place because the king of Nepal has two wives, and because of United States immigration laws, it will be impossible for him to enter the country without probably some embarrassment to His Royal Highness.
I see. I'm in a quandary. I'm going to accept it. Let me finish the question as I had it here. The king and his two wives to the United States would have to postpone their visit because of an American immigration law. For 10 points, why did the king think he couldn't come? Because of the immigration law, which you pointed out, Chuck. But now you know there is a point that they have brought up the point that he will be able to visit because an alien seeking to enter the United States as a visitor or a non-immigrant can presumably have as many wives as he wants to and presumably bring them all. Okay, though, you got a 30-point musical bonus for Minnesota, Chuck, by that interrupted toss-up question. Here it is. 30 points will be yours, Minnesota, if you can tell us the musical instrument mentioned in the following popular songs.
Speak of the time when I took my biggest gamble.
Guitar.
Right. Gambler's guitar, and that is the instrument. I am looking for the instrument mentioned in the popular song. All right. What's the instrument here?
Fiddle faddle.
Right. 10 more points, okay? The instrument implied in this one.
Piano.
Yeah.
Piano roll blues.
All right, the piano roll blues, a player piano to be more specific, but you got 10 points with that. Minnesota now scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 18 minutes to go. Minnesota has 40 points. Northwestern has 50 points.
Okay, this is a close one. We got a 25-point bonus coming up. All right, here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what is it? A literary one melted. The French statesman Clemenceau was referred to as one. Princeton University brings out one. Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
A tiger.
A tiger is right. Little Black Sambo is a tiger. Clemenceau was called a tiger, and Princeton's mascot is a tiger. And Minnesota's got a 25-point bonus. Yeah, it's a mathematical bonus question, so get out your pencils and paper. Our paper and pencils. All right, here we go. Take the number of Athenian troops that marched from Athens to Marathon, according to Plutarch. Number of Athenian troops that marched from Athens to Marathon, according to Plutarch.
That's one.
Multiply.
Marathon Bank, wasn't it?
By the sum of the numbers associated with the nursery rhyme phrase, lay them straight.
Seven, eight.
That's 15.
Multiply by that number. And subtract the age at which, presumably, a girl has never been kissed.
Sweet 16.
For 25 points, what's your numerical answer? Now, I'm going to run that one more time quickly while you figure.
What do you think? What do you
take the number of Athenian troops that marched from Athens to Marathon, from Athens to Marathon, according to Plutarch, multiply by the sum of the numbers associated with the nursery rhyme phrase, lay them straight, and subtract at the age at which, presumably, a girl has never been kissed. And what's your answer, Minnesota?
All right.
Joe Schechtman.
I'll take a try at it. Would it be minus one?
No, I'm sorry. 10,000 who marched from Athens to Marathon. 10,000, the march of the 10,000, multiplied by 15.
That was in Xenophon.
The sum of 7, 8, lay them straight, gives you 150,000 minus sweet 16 equals 149,984. Okay, you didn't get that 25 points, Minnesota, but there's a 20-point bonus coming up, and here's your toss-up. A couple of weeks ago, the United Nations General Assembly approved the transfer of a body of land from colony status to being a part of the realm of a country. For 10 points, what was that land? Northwestern.
John Spaulding.
That was Pondicherry to India.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Chuck Mulkey.
Was that the that was the Portuguese colony?
No, you're asking me, Chuck. The answer is Greenland, which is now part of Denmark. Here's another toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, who were the operatic prince and the bird catcher who went in search of a princess? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Papageno was the bird catcher.
Can you take it, Northwestern?
Would you repeat the question, Alan?
No. Not on the toss-up question. It was not interrupted.
Max Nathan, take a try.
All right, she had half of it. Nobody gets the credit for it. Tamino and Papageno was the birdcatcher in Mozart's Magic Flute. Coming up still is a 20-point bonus. You'll excuse me for being rude, but the rules are I do not repeat a toss-up question. Here we go with a toss-up question. One time read only. For 10 points, tell us, what famous edifice was demolished by Gab? Northwestern.
Marty Klein.
Tower of Babel.
Right, the Tower of Babel. For 10 points, in history, certain men facing death have been moved to great eloquence in messages addressed to their judges and their accusers. For 10 points apiece, you are to identify now the authors of the following quotations. First, quote, "The taking of our lives, lives of a good shoemaker and a poor fish peddler, all, that last moment belongs to us. That agony is our triumph."
John Spaulding.
That's Sacco and Vanzetti.
That's Vanzetti speaking for himself and Sacco. That's right. I'll accept it for 10 points. All right. That is right. Let's say, period. Quote, who said this? "Punish my sons when they grow up, O judges, paining them as I have pained you, if they appear to you to care for riches or caring for anything else before virtue."
Max Nathan.
Socrates.
Right. Socrates to his Athenian judges for 10 points, Northwestern. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 13 minutes to go. Minnesota has 50 points. Northwestern is leading with 80 points.
Here we go now. Hold on to your hats. We've got a 30-point bonus coming up. This is the toss-up. A baseball field is called a diamond, and a football field, a gridiron. For 10 points, what is a cricket field called? Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
A wicket.
Can you take it, Northwestern? Good try, Minnesota. It is a pitch. A pitch. Here we go with another toss-up with a 30-point...
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan, but that's the halftime, which means a one-minute timeout as of right now.
All right. Thank you, Roger. We're going to talk to the teams in just a moment, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of College Quiz Bowl questions. For a chance to match your wits with our collegiate champions, see the December issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstand right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio Quiz Bowl. Now, Let's meet the teams. Let's talk to the challenging team, Northwestern University. I've got four good men here. Want to find out what you men intend to do when you finish college. First of all, Martin Klein, what are your plans?
I expect to do graduate study in history.
Where?
Someplace in the East.
In the East. Okay. Max Nathan, your plan, sir?
Well, Alan, I intend to go back to Louisiana when I've graduated from Northwestern to go to Tulane University for law school.
Going to be a lawyer in Louisiana, huh?
Well, later on, after a brief sojourn with Uncle Sam, I hope to practice in my hometown of Shreveport.
All right. Have a good time with Uncle Sam, too. Thomas Ritchie, what are your plans, sir?
I plan to work in the field of investment management at one of the investment houses downtown Chicago.
I see. Well, what's your major now at the university?
Investment management in the School of Commerce.
Quite logically.
Right.
John Spaulding, what are your plans, sir?
Graduate study to get a Ph.D. in public speaking here at Northwestern.
A good place to get it. And what will you do when you get it?
Teach in college somewhere.
Good. I'm glad to hear you're going to be a teacher. We need teachers. Now I'm going to go up to Minnesota, out to University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. Now I want to talk. I would like to speak at this precise moment to the president of the All-University Congress. I understand he is one Chuck Mulkey. Is that right?
That's right, Alan.
Chuck, that means you're the president of the student body out there.
You're very right.
What kind of a student organization do you have out there?
Well, Alan, we like to take great pride in the fact that students at Minnesota have a great deal to say about the government of the university.
Yeah? In what way?
Well, we have taken the lead in many ways in participating in things like governing our own affairs through the University Senate, participating in the governance of intercollegiate athletics, discipline, and a great many other things.
Chuck, with a good man like you at the head, I know it's a good organization, and I congratulate you on the fine honor it is. And that is it. Our time period is up. So let's get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, and we have 10.5 minutes to go. The score right now, Minnesota has 50 points, Northwestern has 80 points. Another toss-up question.
A 30-point bonus is in the offing. For 10 points, tell us, where did the nurse called Nokomis live, according to a familiar poem? Minnesota.
Oh, Nelson.
By the shining Big Sea Water.
All right, that's the next line, but I'll have to accept it. The one I wanted was by the shores of Gitche-Gumee, by the shining Big Sea Water. But you got the right poem, and you can say it. All right, fine. 10 points for recognizing Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, Hiawatha. Here you are now, Minnesota, with a 30-point bonus. To the victor belong the spoils is a well-known axiom. Now, for 10 points apiece, name the victors or the vanquished in the following fictional, historical, and sporting contests. First of all, who beat Robin Hood in a duel with stout stick staged at a river's crossing?
Oh, that was...
Little John.
Little John for 10 points. Now, think carefully. What general beat Burgoyne at Saratoga?
Arnold.
I will accept Arnold. He was also in command of American troops at Saratoga, but his role was subordinate to General Gates. I would prefer Gates, but Arnold is okay for 10 points, Minnesota. Now, what team did England beat in the last week's soccer games?
They beat Germany, didn't they, Alan?
They beat the German team right for 10 points. They're mighty happy. Okay. Coming up is a 30-point musical bonus score in time, Roger.
Right now, 9 minutes to go. Minnesota leads Northwestern by 10 points, 90 to 80.
All right, it's getting close. Here we go with a toss-up. Everybody knows that we bought Alaska from Russia. For 10 points, tell us, from whom did we buy the Virgin Islands? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
From Denmark.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, now, Minnesota, you can have 30 more points and boost your lead if you know Brahms, because all you got to do now is tell me the correct number of these three Brahms symphonies. First, there's the number.
Is that the first, Alan?
No, I'm sorry. That is the fourth in E minor. All right, what is the number of this Brahms symphony?
That's the second.
That's the second for 10 points. The second in D major. All right, are you guessing, boy?
No, sir, I'm not.
You do. Yeah. All right, boy. Sorry I questioned you. What is the number of this one? Oh, you know this.
That's the first,
I think, Alan. No, it must be the third, then.
All right, nope. Time was called. I cannot take the third. I'm sorry. The first is that it was not. It is the third in F major. I gave you too long. Mr. McGregor signaled me, and I was listening to the music. Lost in it. All right, I'm sorry. You got only 10 points on that one. Now, here we go. A musical toss-up is coming up here. Signal as soon as you can tell us for 10 points. What kind of musical composition is described in the title of this popular song? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Concerto.
No. Can you take it, Northwestern? The kind of musical composition described in the title of this popular song.
Symphony?
All right, I'm sorry. Neither one of you got it. It's called Sonata. Sonata. All right, a 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. Who sold a cow for a handful of beans? North Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Jack.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Right for 10 points. And here's your 30-point bonus for knowing your nursery rhymes, Minnesota. It's a bonus question on fictional and historical... Not nursery rhymes. Well, yeah.
Right.
Fictional and historical distances. For 10 points apiece, answer the following questions. How far down was Captain Nemo?
20,000 leagues.
20,000 leagues in Jules Verne's book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. All right. How far away was Sheridan at the beginning of the poem, Sheridan's Ride?
Far from Atlanta, do you remember?
75 miles or
something? Nope, 20 miles. 20 miles. No credit. How far up was Big Jim Goff in Driller Ye Terrier's Drill?
100 feet in the air.
No.
A mile.
Oh.
All right, did I hear a mile?
Mile, yeah.
I'll accept it, too. I heard a mile. Last week, a premature flash went off, and a mile in the air went Big Jim Goff. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 140 points. Northwestern has 80, Alan.
And coming up is the 30-point bonus. Fires have successfully penetrated the sonic barrier. Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
The sonic barrier is the barrier one reaches
when you...
Can you
wait just a minute? I penalized Minnesota 5 points. I'll repeat the entire question for Northwestern. Flyers have successfully penetrated the sonic barrier. For 10 points, what is the next big barrier flyers will have to break through in their assault on outer space?
The thermal?
The thermal barrier is right for 10 points, Northwestern. You've got now a 30-point bonus, Northwestern, and it's our geography word game. I'm going to give you the definitions of a series of short words that, when grouped together, sound like a geographical place name. You got the idea? 10 points for each correct answer. A city on the east coast of France. A city on the east coast of France that sounds like a piece of sawed lumber and a female deer.
Bordeaux.
Bordeaux is right for 10 points. Bordeaux. All right. A French island that sounds like a word for insane, an article, a fuel oil, and a disfiguring mark.
Madagascar.
Right, yeah. Madagascar. All right, fine. You got 10 more points. Now, a French overseas department that sounds like a word meaning to damage greatly, a kind of metal, and the exclamation of a timid woman that a timid woman might make when confronted with a mouse. A word meaning to damage greatly, a kind of metal, and the exclamation a timid woman might make when confronted...
Marseille?
No, Martinique.
Martinique.
Martinique. All right, no credit for that one. All right, a 30-point bonus is coming up. What's the score in time, Roger?
Right now, 3.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 135. Northwestern has 110, Alan.
Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. Who was the old gentleman who stood on his head, did back somersault? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Father William in Lewis Carroll's poem.
Father William is right. You interrupted the question, but you got the right answer. The old gentleman who stood on his head, did back somersaults, and balanced an eel on the end of his nose, and you got a 30-point bonus there, Eleanor Vale. It's an easy way to earn 30 points. All you have to do... Here we go with our speaking choir from Minnesota. Now, all you've got to do is quote, word for word, the 23rd Psalm, okay?
Lord, you may begin. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
I am sorry. You left out, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And by leaving that out, you missed the value of the question. All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, we have 2.5 minutes to go. Minnesota 145, Northwestern 110.
All right, 10 points. If you can tell us the provisions of the 22nd Amendment. Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
The 22nd Amendment, if passed, will concern itself with child labor laws, Alan.
Can you take it, Northwestern?
Max Nathan.
That amendment limits the term of office to the president to only two terms.
That is right for 10 points, Northwestern. And here's the 20-point bonus. Northwestern, the crusade of the year, 12-12, was made up of an estimated 50,000 crusaders. For 20 points, who were these crusaders?
Were they the children?
That's right, children. The crusade of 12-12 was a children's crusade. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, we have a minute and a half to go. Minnesota has 145. Northwestern has 140, Alan.
This is tight. A possible 40-point bonus is coming up. Here is your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what did Thomas B. Westendorf say to Kathleen? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
I'll take you home again.
I'll take you home again. Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, Minnesota, you can make a possible 40 points here. The original 13 states were all admitted to the Union in the 18th century, but after these first 13 states, three more were also admitted in the 18th century, in 1791, 1792, and 1796, respectively. 10 points for each of these three that you can name, 40 points if you can name all three, but you may only have three tries.
Well, one was Vermont.
Right. For 10 points.
They're having a conference, yes. Alan.
And time is fleeting.
Hurry up.
Quickly.
Kentucky.
Right, for 10 points.
Tennessee.
Right, for 40. 40 points, you got all three. Okay, here's a 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, in what state did the Wyoming Massacre take place? Northwestern.
Tom Ritchie. Martin Klein, rather.
Pennsylvania.
Right, for 10 points. Pennsylvania. Here's your 20-point bonus.
I'm sorry, Alan. That's the whistle, and that means the game is over for this week. The final score in tonight's College Quiz Bowl is 150 points for Northwestern and 195 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Northwestern team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Kentucky. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the December issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstands now. And here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate the University of Minnesota. Knowing I'll take you home again, Kathleen seemed to have done it for you tonight, University of Minnesota. And I want to say thanks to the fine men at Northwestern University who put up a remarkable fight. Martin Klein, Max Nathan, Tom Ritchie, John Spaulding, and their alternate Sherwin Friedhandler. You were great, Northwestern. Now, next week, Minnesota meets Washington and Lee, who rocked up a remarkable record last year. In the following weeks, we're going to have the varsity scholars from Wesleyan University, the University of Colorado, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying thank you and good night, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Northwestern University, Charles Chan, station WMAQ in Chicago, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle, station KSTT, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Lee, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Potter speaking.
Listen to Conversation tonight over most NBC stations.